Good morning, beloved, and thank you again for having me into your homes on this beautiful Monday morning for our 5 minutes in the Word. Today we are in John chapter 21, verses 15 through 25, where Jesus speaks to Simon Peter, and three times he calls upon Peter to care for Jesus' lambs and sheep. Scholars have connected the three questions about Peter's love for Jesus with Peter's three earlier denials of Jesus. Then this is an opportunity that Jesus is giving Peter for a restoration and a call to a new work. So again, God's guiding word for us as we start this week is hope. And let's begin reading John chapter 21, beginning at verse 15. After they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others do?" "Well, yes, Lord," he answered. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Take care of my lambs." A second time, Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "And yes, Lord," he answered, "you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Take care of my sheep." And a third time, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter became sad because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" And so he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Take care of my sheep. I'm telling you the truth. When you were young, you used to get ready and go anywhere you wanted to. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will tie you up and take you where you do not want to go." In saying this, Jesus was indicating the way in which Peter would die and bring glory to God. Then Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned around and saw behind him that other disciple whom Jesus loved, the one who had leaned close to Jesus at the meal and had asked, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" And Jesus answered him, "If I want him to live until I come, what is that to you? Follow me." So a report spread among the followers of Jesus that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He said, "If I want him to live until I come, what is that to you?" And he is the disciple who spoke of these things, the one who also wrote them down, and we know that what he said is true. Now, there are many other things that Jesus did, and if they were all written down one by one, I suppose that the whole world could not hold the books that would be written. And the key verse for today is John chapter 21, verse 16, where Jesus said to him, "Take care of my sheep." Now, this is an interesting passage of Scripture, and it kind of loses its importance in the English translation. But twice Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" And Jesus used the Greek word agape, a godly type of love. And Peter, in response, because he knew that he had failed Jesus and had actually sworn that he didn't know Jesus at all, he replies, "Yes, Lord, I love you." But Peter could not use the word agape. He used the word phileo, which is where we get the name for the city of Philadelphia. It means brotherly love. And so twice Jesus posed the question like that, "Peter, do you love me?" Agape. And Peter responded, "Lord, you know that I love you." Phileo. Then the third time, Jesus said, "Peter, do you love me?" But this time, Jesus brought himself to where Peter was. Jesus recognized that Peter was beating himself up over his failure. And Jesus, this time, instead of "Peter, do you love me?" agape, a godly type of love, he asked him, "Peter, do you love me?" phileo, a brotherly kind of love. And Peter responded, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you," with a brotherly kind of love. And so it is interesting that even though Peter is beating himself up and is thinking that he will never be of any use to the kingdom again because he had denied Jesus three times, here Jesus meets Peter where he is at and finally renews that relationship at a level that Peter is able to understand. A brotherly type of love, of course, which would in the future grow into that agape type of love where Peter would lay his life down for Jesus. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you call us to be your disciples and to care for one another. Open my eyes to the lambs and the sheep that I encounter today and teach me to share with them your message of love and salvation. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we are going to be in Jude 1 through 25, where the writer gives warnings and instructions to believers. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer. God bless.